Types of leases. Types of leases. Graduated lease. A lease in which the payments begin at a lower fixed rate, but gradually increase as the lease matures. This type of lease is often used to attract tenants to facilities that might be hard to rent during tough economic times. Gross lease. A lease of property where the landlord pays charges regularly incurred in ownership, such as taxes, insurance, utilities, and repairs. The tenant pays only rent. The gross lease is perhaps the simplest of all leases. This type of lease is riskier for the landlord because of the possibility of rising costs during the lease term. Net lease. A net lease is one in which, in addition to rent, the tenant pays expenses such as taxes, insurance, and maintenance. A net lease shifts the risk of cost increases from the landlord to the tenant. Net leases are often characterized as net, N, double net, NN, and triple net, NNN. The single net lease, N, is one in which the tenant pays rent and property taxes. The landlord is responsible for all other costs associated with the property. The double net lease, NN, is one in which the tenant pays rent, property taxes, and property insurance. The landlord is responsible for repairs and maintenance of the building. A triple net lease, NNN, is one in which the tenant is responsible for rent and all fixed and variable expenses related to a property, property taxes, property insurance, maintenance. In most cases, the landlord is still responsible for structural repairs. The advantage of a triple net lease to a tenant is that the rent is usually lower than it would be under a gross single net or double net lease. The primary disadvantage to the tenant is that expenses are more variable and harder to anticipate and control. Percentage rent. A lease in which all or part of the rent is based on the gross receipts of the tenant's business. In the retail environment, a percentage lease obligates the tenant to pay a base rent and a percentage of the gross sales. The percentage rent provides an incentive to the landlord to build foot traffic in the center with promotions, events, and superior maintenance. A word of caution. Terms such as double net and triple net vary in their meaning from region to region. Within a local market, their meanings may be different. The question is complicated by the fact that real estate agents, leasing agents, and landlords use the terms loosely, both in conversation and in marketing materials. Due to these variations, the terms above are not strict legal lease definitions, and a competent and trusted advisor should read each lease carefully. The wording of the lease provisions determine the lease terms, not the name associated with the lease. Lease option allows the tenant to buy the property at a preset price and terms for a given period. This can also be called a lease with an option to buy. At the time the lease is negotiated, a purchase price is also negotiated. The tenant has the right to purchase the property for that preset price. The tenant is not obligated to buy, but the landlord is obligated to sell. Although this is a legal agreement, license holders in Texas are specifically prohibited from writing this type of agreement for their clients. If your clients wish to enter into a lease purchase agreement, you must send them to an attorney. Sale and leaseback. One party sells the property and then leases it back, usually for a long-term lease, freeing up capital for the seller. Business owners often own the real estate used in the business. The property could be any type, including office, retail, industrial, or others. It may seem like a sound investment for businesses to own their business facilities. However, owning the property has a significant drawback. Considerable capital may be tied up in real estate that could be used to expand the business instead. For this and other reasons, the business will sell the property to an investor. They then lease back the property from the investor, usually on a long-term lease. The sale and leaseback then frees up the seller's capital to expand the business. Consider the type of facility your client needs to lease. What type of leases can they expect? Bullet: retail strip center. Strip centers often offer triple net leases. Bullet: office park. Office parks will typically offer a gross rental agreement. Some will have a stopgap payment, which is one extra payment per year that the landlord charges to offset his costs of running the building. Bullet: office buildings. The vast majority of office leases are NNN leases today, but the type of lease is largely dependent upon the market. Bullet shopping centers most often will be percentage rent based on tenant sales. The landlord gets credit for you being there. Bullet older Class C strip centers. In the past, most retail leases were gross leases. Landlords moved to triple net and percentage rent because of the economy, namely inflation. Some older strip centers may still offer gross leases to their tenants due to the economic conditions of the area. Lease calculations. Percentage lease. Under a percentage lease situation, the tenant pays a percentage of gross sales income to his or her landlord as rent. Sometimes the landlord may also require a base monthly rent in addition to the percentage rent. Some leases provide for a minimum gross volume base, with gross receipts above that minimum being charged on a percentage basis. This type of rent arrangement is typical for high-end retail tenants. Percentage leases do not occur in office or industrial leasing. The percentage may vary depending on the level of sales and will be calculated on the basis of breakpoints in the lease. The percentage rent provides an incentive to the landlord to build foot traffic in the center with promotions, events, and superior maintenance. For example, a tenant may lease 10,000 square feet of space at $10 per foot, $120,000 annually. The monthly rent is then $10,000. If the lease provided for a percentage rent of 4% of gross sales with a breakpoint of $250,000, the tenant would pay additional rent only on monthly sales over $250,000. Example, percentage lease. Plan A. Example, a tenant grosses $1,400,000 for the year, less a 4% charge to the landlord in the form of rent. How much rent did the landlord receive for this year? Answer, $56,000. Plan B. Example, a tenant grosses $1,400,000 for the year, less a 4% charge to the landlord in the form of rent due. The landlord also requires a base monthly rent of $1,000. What was the annual rent? Answer, $68,000. Plan C. Example, a landlord charges 4% on gross receipts over $200,000 per year. The tenant grosses $1,400,000 for the year. How much rent does the tenant owe the landlord? Answer, $48,000. Rent per square foot. Rent can also be quoted on a per square foot basis, especially for office space. If the rent in an office building is $24 per square foot per year, what is the monthly rent on a space having 4,000 square feet? Step 1. Find the total annual rent. 4,000 square feet times $24 per square foot equals $96,000. Step 2. Convert the annual rent to monthly. $96,000 divided by 12 months equals $8,000 per month. Answer, $8,000 monthly rent. If the lease provided for a percentage rent of 4% of gross sales with a breakpoint of $250,000, the tenant would pay additional rent only on monthly sales over $250,000. Index leases. Since many commercial leases have terms that span long periods of time, some businesses may sign leases for 20 years or more. It is expected that there will be increases and even decreases in the rent over the term of the lease. An index lease assigns an adjustment number to the lease, often tied to the Consumer Price Index, CPI, that allows for the rent to increase or decrease, usually from year to year. The parties to the lease agreement negotiate the amount and frequency of the adjustment. The CPI, also referred to as the Cost of Living Index, is a measurement used to compare the average cost of certain goods that consumers buy, including real estate. It measures how the average price level of these goods fluctuates up and down for consumers. The percentage change is calculated month to month by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So, if an index lease is tied to the CPI, it rises when the CPI rises and falls when the CPI falls. to calculate the adjusted rental rate on an index lease, new index rate divided by original index rate, times price per square foot. Example: index leases. A real estate brokerage leases a space in a Class A office building, which rents for $32 per square foot with a CPI index of 1.025 for the first year. The CPI index increases to 1.031 for the second year. What is the adjusted rental rate for the second year? Step 1. Divide the new index rate by the original, old index rate. 1.031 divided by 1.025 equals 1.0059 adjustment factor. This is how much the rent is increasing. Step 2. Multiply the rental increase by the price per square foot. $32 times 1.0059 equals $32.19. Answer: the adjusted rental rate is $32.19 per square foot. Triple net leases, NNN. In the past, most commercial leases were gross leases, which boiled down to 3 to 5 year leases at a fixed rate. Due to inflation, the rising cost of insurance, and high property taxes, gross leases fell out of favor and were replaced with NNN leases. The beauty of a NNN lease is that it transfers risk to the tenant, so the landlord does not pay for everything. Triple net leases are often illustrated as a three-legged stool. 1. CAM. Landlord maintains the exterior. Landscaping, trash. Maintains sidewalks, striped parking lot, lighting. 2. Property taxes. 3. Property insurance. Landlords estimate the CAMs, property taxes, and insurance over the year, and factor it into their yearly budget. The tenant will pay the estimated charges and the base rent over the year. At the end of the year, the landlord will reconcile the operating expenses of the property. The estimate was probably low due to rising property taxes, and the tenant will owe the landlord some additional rent. Texas Realtors Registered Trademark Commercial Letter of Intent to Lease. The letter of intent, LOI, is often used for leases and purchases. This letter is not a binding agreement, but a way to work out business terms and pricing. The landlord can cross out any terms that are not acceptable. The correct terms will be written into the lease agreement. The agent can send a short letter introducing the prospect to the landlord to accompany the Texas Realtors Commercial LOI. A sample of the Texas Realtors Commercial Letter of Intent to Lease can be found in your resource drawer. Common lease provisions. Leased premises. The lease will describe the physical space being leased. The description will generally be lot and block if the leased premises include a building and land. If the building is divided into units, the description includes the unit number. Office building descriptions are often described in the manner of 7,500 square feet in the southwest corner of the third floor. Business activity. Commercial property is leased with the intent that a specific activity will take place. The type of business is of particular importance in retail leasing, as the landlord often wants to maintain an optimum mix of tenants. Some types of businesses, such as fast food restaurants, benefit from the presence of competitors, while others do not. Prohibited activities. The lease will also be specific regarding prohibited activities. Areas addressed would be activities that are a nuisance to neighbors, storage of dangerous or toxic materials, and prohibited business activity. Signage. Commercial tenants generally want signage on the building, like outdoor signs and signs in the lobby. The more space a tenant occupies, the more generous the signage allowance will be. Signage regulations also restrict the quality and placement of signs and advertisements, like flyers, placed on the property. Insurance. The lease should be specific on what the landlord and tenant will insure. The tenant will need insurance coverage for the contents and liability. Business interruption. The lease should address the issue of the property being unavailable or unusable because of damage from natural events such as weather or man-made events, including terrorism. Possible provisions include the landlord's obligation to repair the premises and the tenant's obligations under the lease during the repair. The issue of condemnation must also be addressed in the lease. Parking. The lease should address assigned parking and the number of guest parking spaces available to the tenant's customers. Escalation clauses. A landlord may be responsible for items such as taxes or utilities up to a certain rate or cost. The landlord's obligation is usually calculated on a base year. Rates above that may be passed through to the tenant. This type of provision protects the landlord from cost increases that may occur during a long-term lease. Common area use and maintenance. The tenant occupies a specific unit, but may be responsible for the maintenance of common areas that all tenants use. Common areas would include a building's lobby, parking lots, elevators, and landscape. Cooperative marketing. Retail centers often maintain a common fund used for center promotion that generates additional foot traffic. Assignment and sublet. An assignment of a lease occurs when a tenant's rights and liabilities are transferred to another. In most cases, the landlord reserves the right to approve the new tenant. When the assignment is complete, the original tenant is no longer obligated under the lease. A lease should stipulate the conditions under which the leased premises may be assigned or sublet. If allowed at all, any transfer to a new tenant should be subject to the approval of the landlord. Some leases can be sublet. Subletting is the transfer of some or all of the tenant's rights and slash or leased space to another, with liability remaining with the lessee. So, the sublessee pays rent to the lessee, who then pays the landlord. For example, a tenant may have a lease covering 15,000 square feet of office space. When they find that they no longer need all of the space, they might sublet 5,000 square feet to a new tenant. The key distinction between assignment and subletting is that assignment releases the original tenant from further obligations under the lease. Subletting does not. Tenant and landlord obligations. The lease will contain default remedies if either party fails to comply with the terms of the lease. Tenant improvements. As a rule, all tenant improvements become the property of the landlord and must remain with the property when the tenant moves out. The lease will also stipulate that the landlord must approve all tenant improvements and that all tenant improvements must be made according to applicable building codes with the proper permits. Maintenance. Both the landlord and the tenant have some obligation to maintain the premises. If the landlord fails to maintain the premises or fails to provide essential services, the tenant may have cause to terminate the lease under the concept of constructive eviction. Examples of constructive eviction include the failure of the landlord to provide heating or air conditioning, water or electricity, leaking roofs, and general decay of the premises that render it unusable can also justify early termination under constructive eviction. Leasing terms. When dealing with leases, there are several terms that a license holder must be aware of. Action of forcible detainer. Eviction. In most states, including Texas, an eviction is referred to as an action of forcible detainer. It is a legal process that allows the landlord to recover possession of a property when a tenant defaults on a lease. The most common default is the failure to pay rent. Assignment. The transfer of a tenant's rights and liabilities to another. Contract rent. The rental income as stipulated by the parties in a lease. Economic rent. The rent the property could currently command on the open market. Expiration. When a lease agreement comes to the end of the lease period and terminates. Holdover tenant. A tenant who fails to move out when the lease expires, creating a tenancy at sufferance if the holdover is not paying rent, or a holdover tenancy if the holdover is paying rent accepted by the landlord. Lease, an agreement that conveys the right to use a property for a specific period. Leasehold estate, an estate of possession, but not ownership. The interest created by the lease agreement. Lessee, tenant, the person who receives occupancy from the owner. Lessor, landlord or owner, the person who gives occupancy to the tenant. Right of first refusal. A tenant has the right to match or better any offer the landlord may receive on the property before the property is sold to someone else. This is not a lease purchase agreement or a lease with an option to buy. This property is not currently for sale. However, if it should ever become available for purchase, the tenant has the right to bid on it. A matching offer from the tenant will secure the property for that tenant. Subletting, the transfer of some or all of the tenant's rights and/or leased space to another. The liability remains with the original lessee. Termination, when the time period on a lease ends or is cut short. When a lease agreement comes to the end of the lease period, it is discharged and terminated. Real-world scenario, Jesse's Boutique. Jesse has a 5,000-square-foot boutique store in a high-end 100,000-square-foot shopping center. Jesse's lease is broken down into two parts. The first part is the base rent. The current base rent is $20 per square foot per year. The second component of the lease is the triple net charges, which are based on the yearly budget. The yearly budget states that CAM, taxes, and insurance add up to an estimated $500,000, making the triple net charges $5 per square foot.